From a derelict spaceship in orbit generally above the Twin Cities, this is Evil Games Club. Do not attempt to adjust your device. We are controlling the transmission to tell the Nice Games Club that they are wrong and dumb and that we know better. I'm Dale LaCroix, and I am up to no good.
I'm Ian Peters, and I do what I want.
And I'm Dale LaCroix, and I did not invite a third guest. For this week's episode, the tables are turned as your nice hosts give us a game jam prompt, which we will use to come up with a complete game by the end of the episodes. Will it be any better than their past efforts? We and you are about to find out. Oh, I was so long on that one.
We haven't done, I mean, I've never done an Evil Games. You haven't done one in 5 years or something?
Yeah, and I have said that whole thing in longer.
Yeah. We're getting there.
They need to slow it down even more for the next one. That's the solution, clearly.
No.
Change the music track.
Slow it down each year.
So if you notice, there is a third voice here, and I have a confession. I did invite a third guest.
Hello.
It's Sam. Yeah, but I did not invite you on time. So I had to pull the fire alarm to get you here.
Mm-hmm. Crawling through the exhaust pipes.
Yeah, we were supposed to record 4 days ago, and I did not invite a third guest. I know what numbers are.
A policy for Evil Games Club is that we're supposed to live in the walls prior, so Sam just kind of crawled out from that.
Yeah.
Okay, great.
I had to earn my keep.
She's here. She gets sustenance from the vents.
Uh-huh. It fuels me.
Yeah. I'm like, what's in the vents? Dust. Yum, 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 yum.
Sure, that's going to sound great.
It is. I mean, that's what we're here for. Okay. So, Sam, tell us about yourself. You've been on Nice Games Club before.
Oh, my gosh, I have. Yes. Hi, I'm Sam Baseman. Jamming is my jam. I co-run Jamma Jam, a monthly asset jam. I'm also on the board of IGDA Twin Cities / Nice Games Alliance. And I like 3D models and crunchy textures.
Yep. And I invited you here because they told me you had, quote, mischievous energy.
Oh, my gosh, I'm flattered. Well, if I get to let a little bit of that out, then this is going to be a hoot and a holler of a jam.
It sure is. Okay. And Ian?
I'm Ian Peters. I was also on last week's episode, which was about tabletop gaming. I'm not...
You know, when I ran away because I pulled the fire alarm.
Dale ran away to pull the fire alarm. So I'm not a game designer, but I do a lot of playing games, and I make a lot of homebrew stuff for Dungeons and Dragons and other tabletop things. So Lydia often says that there was a period of her career where I was doing more game design than she was.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm Lydia's partner as well. So that's why I'm here. And I thank you for inviting me back.
You're welcome, but I didn't do it.
Well, you kind of did.
Yeah, that's true. I did. You
were involved.
I'm glad you're here.
As the mastermind behind Evil Games Club.
Yeah, you're the through line, right? You've been at all the Evil Games?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, that's what happens when you're married to Mark LaCroix, is you're always around for a lot of stuff. Yeah. Okay. So I put in here Global Game Jam and Junction Jam. So that's what happened to me most recently. What? Junction Jam didn't happen.
Junction Jam hasn't happened yet.
Junction Jam got announced.
Big reveal, y'all.
Oh.
If you're interested in things similar to Train Jam, it's coming up on the horizon.
You mean Train Jam when the fall leaves fall on the train tracks and come and make a jelly?
Train
Jam. Not well. Now we're brainstorming. This is visionary technology. But no, I'm talking about the game jam that happened in years past, where people would all pile into a train, take it to GDC in San Francisco, and then head on back. Actually, I think they just went there.
Yeah, they went there and made a game on the way because everybody's exhausted.
Yeah.
It's a pretty long ride.
I've never been on one, but I heard rumors and apocrypha of it.
Wait, you've never been on a train?
Actually, I think that is also a yes.
Oh, goodness.
What?
So I've got to get you on a train.
So to fix that,
Junction
Jam.
Oh, Junction Jam.
Yes. Sorry. A spiritual successor to it of sorts, being headed by Global Game Jam and very much organized by a coalition of people throughout the generally Midwest, but a little bit or outside that too, in various game dev community organizations, including Mark LaCroix, that nerd on Nice Games Club.
And okay. Me. You're getting it.
Yeah, I'm picking up the vibe.
Yeah, no, I'm excited that it's happening, and I just wanted to bring it up here because it's happening this summer.
Yes, probably like somewhere in July. Date's still pending, but if that sounds like something that you would be interested in, and you would be down to get on a train and go to Chicago, do some jamming, hang out there for a night.
Or if you live in Chicago, you don't even have to get on a train.
You just get to hang out and watch cool people.
They just ride the metro around the city.
Yeah,
they
just ride the L.
But if it's something you're interested in, there is an interest form that you can use to declare your interest so that we can start concrete planning locations, which, because it's going to be a slightly different model. It's going to be a couple different spokes coming into Chicago and then spending a night there, some socializing, some just working on jam games, and then the next day taking trains back out to their respective locations and then having a remote sort of closing of the jam.
It's such a cool idea.
I'm so excited.
I love it so much.
So fun. So if you want to do something like that, let us know so that we know that we can ask for money for it.
Oh, that's good. Money is important. Uh-huh.
It is important.
Yep. Okay, the other thing I have in the notes is that GCC just happened when this episode comes out. So that means none of us were on a train because train jam is no longer a thing. But I probably have a cold.
Is this a seasonal thing that happens?
Just somebody gets like a nasty cold at GDC. Okay. It's the season.
Con crud is what they call it.
Yeah.
I believe.
Mm-hmm, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
GDC is a lot of people.
It is a lot of people.
I'm excited. I'm going for the very first time in my life.
What?
Yeah. Looking forward to it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you went. It already happened when this.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And you had a great time.
Right? And you had a great
time. Oh, my gosh. I had a blast.
And you got a cold, apparently.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Oh, well, me too. All right. So Lydia gave us a prompt or gave you a prompt?
Yes. So I have a prompt. I haven't read it yet.
Okay. Good job.
Prompt.
What?
I didn't get a prompt.
I didn't get a prompt either.
You weren't here yet.
Well, I didn't invite you yet.
Yeah, I suppose I was in the vents at that point in time.
Yeah. Do you usually give yourself like an hour for this, or is there a timer? Or
we try to do it in an hour, and then we just quit when we're done with it.
Okay.
Awesome.
And so, we give it a name. That's very important. Okay.
I'm going to.
You're going to time us.
Start a timer.
Oh, okay.
Because I may be evil, but I follow the rules.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Lawful evil.
Yep, lawful evil.
Lawful evil. Mm-hmm. That is important. And then I'll read it, and then we'll start it. Okay, this prompt is from Lydia. Make a game about what actually happens when the cat distribution system is at work. Matchmaking can be a secondary mechanic, but it should not be the focus.
Somebody picked my special interest.
Are we all familiar with the cat distribution system?
Not at all.
What? Okay.
But so, I'm imagining beautiful things.
Okay.
So the cat distribution system
is a
concept.
Okay.
Where if you need a cat will show up.
Okay.
Yeah. So like, you know, like they're... Okay, I watch a lot of cat YouTube. Awesome. You know, you're out looking for a dog, and you're like, I want a dog. And then a cat shows up on your doorstep.
Okay.
Now you have a cat.
Is it specifically in instances where you're not looking for a cat that a cat appears?
It's both cases.
It can be both. It could be like a cat chooses you at the shelter. It could be an alley cat that you've been feeding for a while and you insist doesn't belong to you, but you started letting it in and like sleeping on your couch.
It could be you were out for a jog and a cat followed you home. It could be your daughter was volunteering at a cat shelter and they couldn't take the cats in, and then she came over and dumped them at your house, and then now they live there forever.
Yeah, so it's
awesome.
A cat is thrust upon you, and who's
you didn't know
no?
you want it.
You didn't
right.
know.
Sometimes you didn't know you want no? it,
and now it's in your life forever.
Yep.
Correct. Do we all have cats?
I do not have cats.
You don't have two.
Cats.
Okay, you have two. I have one.
Okay, so between all three of us, we have an average of one person to one cat ratio.
Yes. Yeah.
So we're safe.
Perfect.
Yep. And the reason I don't have cats is because I'm allergic to them, and so then I go to
Dang.
Oh my gosh, you guys! There are so many orange cats at the cat shelter right now, and they're named after days of the week.
So
you just browse the cat shelter.
No, like I volunteers there.
They're
all orange. And so now there is a flow chart for determining which orange cat you have.
So good.
That's so beautiful.
Okay, so I'm going to put that.
As an orange cat owner myself, I love
it. In the show notes.
My cat, my current cat is not orange, but I had orange cats growing up.
Yeah.
And they are all just a little dumb, but we love them for that.
Yeah. Mine likes to sit with its upper body perched like he's sitting at a desk, no matter where he's at.
It's because he's the boss.
Yes. He's in office.
Okay. What actually happens when the cat distribution system is at work?
Okay.
Well, I love this. I'm imagining immediately like masterminding, like you're trying to match people with cats or something, like different traits or whatever. And like
she does say specifically matchmaking should not be the focus. It could be a secondary mechanic.
Okay.
But it should not be the focus.
Interesting.
So I'm picturing closer to like how do the cats get there?
Okay. Like the apocryphal stork that delivers babies in a bundle. Baby humans in a bundle.
It's about the journey, not the destination.
Okay.
Okay. So you are the radio control guy in a chair.
Oh my god.
And you have to explain to cats where to go. And
cat
so you
traffic
have to be
controller.
Like,
oh, it's dispatch.
Yep, dispatch.
Okay.
You go and you're like, okay, take a right here. Only some of the cats are orange. So they're really bad at following directions.
Oh my god. Wait, yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Different types of cats have different like behavior patterns and you're trying, you can only be like maybe like channeled into one cat at a time or something. Or something like
that. Yeah. And then sometimes like, you know, like your tortoise shells cause mischief.
Yeah.
They're supposed to be very spicy.
Uh-huh.
Your orange ones are kind of dumb and they really like to eat.
Mm-hmm, orange ones get lost.
Yeah.
This is actually, side note, I just started playing the game Mugenics, which came out a few days ago. And it's made by the maker of Binding of Isaac. Hmm. And it is essentially a cat tactical RPG where you breed stronger cats to fight for you.
Interesting.
It is fascinating that this was the prompt when Lydia knows I've been playing this all week.
It's a complete coincidence.
Complete coincidence.
Like the first prompt I gave her was about dinosaurs and they were like,
oh, that's her special interest. So
yeah, I know. Yeah. That's why I did it.
Not to show my cards, but that's one of my favorite Nice Games jams.
The dinosaur one was very good. I liked that a lot.
I'm also a dinosaur kid at heart.
Yeah.
Okay, so...
Okay.
Different movement behaviors.
Cat movement patterns.
Yeah. So cats can have different movements. Like orange cats maybe get lost.
Uh-huh.
What were you saying about torties?
Oh, they're mean.
They're mean?
Yeah. Sassy. I'm
they're
imagining,
sassy.
Like,
they're
are they
spicy.
Like faster?
Mm,
or erratic?
Yeah.
Maybe erratic is good because like to make it like unpredictable. Because I was thinking like, well, the way I'm envisioning this is like if... I'm like top down. If cat encounters person, like gets close enough to person, then yay, you have cat now, and they both like disappear or whatever.
Yeah.
For listeners, because this is an audio podcast, Dale has drawn a grid of
it's a street view
boxes. It's street view. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we're looking at kind of an urban environment. There's top down. We have meeples being cats.
No, meeples are being peoples.
Meeples are peoples.
And the squares.
Yes. Oh, the squares are cats.
Squares are cats.
Yeah.
Got it.
Meeples are peoples and squares are cats.
Got it.
Yeah. But yeah, I think I like the idea of like Tortie maybe moves erratically because my first thought was like Torties could maybe like if they get to a person the first time it happens, they like get.
They have to meet the same person twice.
Oh, I like that.
Oh, that's good. Uh-huh. That's how they match.
They don't match until. Okay.
Cat
so this is the other
the
thing.
The same person twice. And then the people have their own movement patterns. Because
because they have to go to the hamburger shop.
I have to go to work. I have to go to hamburger shop.
Yes.
And flip patty.
Okay. Hamburgers.
Yes.
We're going to run with that for a second.
Yes.
So I think there's not enough of a difference between erratic and lost, between like orange and torties.
Mm-hmm.
So what if whatever's hurting these cats, you know, however we are hurting them.
Uh-huh.
What if the orange cats just fully ignore that, but they go to food?
That's what I was. Yes, I think. Yeah.
Okay, we're on the same wavelength.
Yes. Okay. Yes. So this is what I'm getting is your cats go into that chaotic good evil grid, and your and your orange cats are your chaotic
evil,
chaotic anythings.
They're just chaos. They're also very good.
I think it can be chaotic evil because traditionally speaking, evil in D&D, where the whole lawful good
thing,
evil is supposed to be selfish.
Oh, okay. And they do eat stuff.
Yeah. They do eat a lot.
Okay.
If we're doing this as far as just they want to eat stuff, Mm-hmm. Yeah, they don't pay attention.
I feel like our axes are inevitably going to be skewed because I don't know how well that like already dated like morality system will also apply to cats.
That is true.
Are inherently
it is dated and it's not a good morality system,
and especially not a good morality system for measuring cats. I feel like all of them are going to be in like the bottom like 2x2 bottom right 2x2 corner of that grid.
I think a lot of cats are good.
Yeah,
this is my saying about cats. All cats are good cats except for Raindrop. And you're like, who's Raindrop? He was a very bad cat who was at the shelter.
Well noted.
Oh, okay. Noted.
He bit a bunch of people. But he was, you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
You just have to get him in the right environment.
Cats, uh-huh. much like people, are a product of their circumstance.
Yep.
Yes.
Nature be nurture.
Uh-huh. I like the idea of like...
This is a games podcast.
Yes. Yes. We're here for this. Uh-huh. Maybe like... I don't know what your experiences are with like black cats and tuxedo cats, but I've seen usually tux cats to be very like slinky and shy and kind of reluctant to show a personality.
Yeah.
Maybe they inherently will avoid people unless you are like keeping tabs on them, like giving commands to like go that way, go this way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think shy should definitely be one.
Mm-hmm. Where I'll glue the black and white pieces together for the perfect tux experience.
Uh huh.
Yeah. I think. Spreading out into too many cat types is going to be a pitfall.
Yeah.
Yes.
Maybe we stick with these three.
Start with the three. I think three is a good spot.
And then when somebody actually builds this, like a programmer, then they can add all the cats because you know who loves cats? It's Steven.
Oh, Steven. So we're making Steven do this. He's going to put a fishing mini game in it.
This is a thoughtful gift.
This is a thoughtful gift.
Yes. We should put a little bow on this podcast.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
He'll put a fishing minigame in it. It'll be like canned sardines that someone bought at the convenience store to bait the orange cats.
Yeah.
And okay. That's all I got so far. I don't have an actual catching because they're already those fish are not alive. Mm-hmm. They don't need to be caught.
I mean, that's the best kind of fishing, if you ask me, but you know, whatever.
That's fair.
Absolutely.
Okay.
What do you think about the idea of you can like see what each cat on the board's like next move is going to be? Uh-huh. Like you can have your orange, your tortie, and your tux out on the board and see what each of them is about to do on the next turn. Like if it is turn based, or would you lean more like real time?
I would lean more real time, but like that also makes it harder to paper prototype out because then it becomes like a time management game if you don't do it turn based.
Yeah, just like it changes to what's that subway? What mini metro?
Yeah, that's all
real time. It's like cars driving around. Back and forth.
But like, there's gonna be no crashes. Yeah. There's just gonna be. Chance encounters.
Yeah,
chance encounters.
Yeah, right. Cats will not get hit by cars in this.
Uh-huh. Yeah,
not happening.
Yeah. No traffic. This is a walkable city.
What if it makes more sense to see if you're trying to guide these cats around? Maybe it makes more sense to see some indication of what the people are going to do, and then
because like people could have like walking paths. Like here's the grandma who takes the same walk every day. This is the guy who goes to the burger joint.
Yeah.
This is the guy who works at the burger joint.
Yeah. Uh-huh. There's a guy like out for a run. He's going faster across the map.
Yeah.
The grandma's going slower, but she's predictable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So like maybe people have like their predetermined routes. And so you can see those on your screen. And your job is to get the cat to the right place when the person is also at that place.
Yeah. And maybe each person, maybe we're putting too much into each person, but I like this. Maybe each person has their own set of like their own little condition of like, well, the person working at Burger Shop isn't going to maybe pick up a cat on the way to work because they have to go to work. But on the way back from work,
at the end of the day.
Yeah.
Or if that cat, you can convince that cat to just sit outside the burger joint.
Yeah. Maybe they go out on a lunch break and they see an orange cat like digging through the dumpster going for burger. And they're like, aw.
Oh, there's got to be a dumpster behind the burger shop.
Absolutely.
Okay, so
absolutely.
Dumpster cat, I think, is a classic
example
sure is.
Of mandatory. The cat distribution system.
That could even be the name of the game, dumpster cat.
Dumpster cat?
Dumpster cats?
Yeah. Okay.
Well, maybe.
We'll write that down.
Working title. I'm not attached to it.
Okay, so. Yeah.
I like the idea of maybe like
a poorly you can working title.
Set like a loose kind of route for a cat to take that it will kind of follow unless its like habit thing is triggered. Like you could kind of set like three direction things of like you like go straight like at intersections go straight, go and then go right and then go straight, or, uh-huh. and then it'll follow that until, like, in an orange cat's case, until it gets near food.
So we're just playing God here is actually what I'm getting. Because I think theoretically there's, you know, you could have a level where one of the cats might actually get paired up with somebody, but our job is to make it more likely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I like this.
So I'm going to draw a burger.
Oh, hell yeah.
Okay. On this side, because that's where I'm near.
Burger.
So you know that that's the burger.
So burger is going to be like, can we have a burger as a resource for the player to use at all? Or are we only guiding the movement here?
Mm. Oh, yeah. No, I like that.
Like, do we get like one-time use items at all? Or are we only trying to set boundaries for the cats?
I like that. No, I like that. Because then you're still kind of like playing the board in a sense of like, you've got your like headphones and your like your transmissions and you're wired in like connecting to the cats. Yeah.
You could set up like a barrier for a street that you don't want a cat to go down. Like,
yeah.
They already matched one time.
Maybe
I want to keep you in this neighborhood.
And maybe you do that using other cats. Like if you wanted to get a burger from the trash can, like an orange cat, you send an orange cat to do that. It's going to listen to your orders up until it gets close enough to the burger and then just go and eat it.
And then divert to burger.
Uh-huh. And then just eat the burger. But like if you ask, if you get like a tuxedo cat to go and do it and you're like, get that burger, drag it down the street and leave it in the middle of the road so that when this guy gets off work, he's going to see an orange cat munching on a burger right in front of him, you know.
And that's his cat now.
Yeah. And like similar for other cats of like, you could send a cat to like go and crawl up a tree and then like a fire truck comes in and blocks a street, or like they, I don't know, kick a fire hydrant and it explodes.
Burger for bait.
Burger bait.
Burger bait. Fire truck to block street.
Mm-hmm.
What if you spawn a fire truck and then a cat does run up a tree? Does the fire does the fire department then obtain a cat?
I mean, yeah, kind maybe. Of.
I think that's a matchmaking condition right there.
Maybe okay. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm gonna draw. Uh-huh.
That's an achievement. That's
a hidden
interaction.
Uh-huh.
I'm not the focus.
Draw a fire truck to represent the fire station. And you're gonna be like,
wee woo wee woo.
Yeah, that looks
that
like
looks,
a.
That looks about right.
It kind of looks like a tow truck, but you know, whatevs.
Now I wish this was a visual media.
Oh, I mean, we can take a picture of it.
Take a picture, put it in the show notes.
Uh-huh, yep.
Okay. I also drew a library. That's a book.
Oh,
a library.
And then this is the greenhouse where the green person lives.
Okay.
And this is a blue house where the blue weevil lives.
Oh, so we've got the 15-minute walkable city.
Yeah.
Which I love.
Uh-huh.
Yep. And then, okay, what other things? Ooh, okay. I did put that there, and I shouldn't have, but I want to be like, and the big building is a school, which is, I guess, not books, it's glasses. Okay, so here's the school. So we also have a child.
You can turn the paper to get it closer to you.
Yeah. Well, why would I do that? It's not going to improve my drawing.
Yeah. I think we'll make it work.
Yep. Okay.
Okay, school, library, fire station, burger joint.
Yep.
And some homes.
People's homes.
Yeah. Okay. I'm gonna.
How many cats to people?
Ooh.
If we're making like one level of this.
Oh. I'm thinking maybe a pretty even amount.
Like do we want 1-to-1 or like maybe slightly more cats than there are people, or slightly more people than there are cats? Because there are people out there who would take in 2 cats at a time.
Oh, yeah.
That's true.
So we could do slightly more cats than people.
Yeah.
Which I think might be more
engaging. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think as well of like what like failure looks like in this.
Yeah.
What like a loose condition is, because then like
your cats don't get matched up in time. And then they're sad.
And then maybe you just don't get as many points for that or something.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep. You don't move on to the next
level. You need a certain number of like happy owners to move on.
Yeah. Yeah. And you get like double happy points if it's like a perfect match, like you match the orange burger cat with Burger Worker or something. It's that's cute.
You match the shy cat with someone who's at the library.
Okay, I like this.
Some people may want more than
maybe a cat, like if it's not if it's not matched after a certain amount of time, will just like wander off the board.
Yeah.
And then it's, you know, I mean, this.
Yeah, there needs to be a way for the level to end without
unless it's like time based and it's just if time run out, then lose, which would work.
That's
for
a classic.
Game.
It would work.
Yeah.
I think it would feel approximately the same as some of the cats just leaving the board.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah.
What else belongs in our city, since clearly I'm into the city?
Well, we need some trees.
I put one tree.
Oh, okay.
But I should probably put
the tree
more
that
tree.
Cats can climb up.
Yeah. Okay.
Perfect. Here's...
I think if a cat climbs up a tree, you could get it down by putting a fire truck there, but you could also potentially bait it down with a burger.
Yeah. Yeah. You then are like, well, dang. Okay.
But then you have to use one of those resources.
Uh huh.
Yeah. Okay. This is a park.
I was picturing like you send a cat up a tree as a way to get a fire truck.
Oh,
as opposed to you send a fire truck in response to cat up tree.
I like that better, actually.
Like that is the tree is at like we have like one or two trees at a map at like nexus points where like you might want to block a four-way intersection and turn it into a T.
Yeah.
And then if you have your cat set to like if you're at an intersection, go straight and then left turn, and then go straight and then left turn, or something.
Oh, you're talking programming the cats now.
I guess a little bit. Maybe that's...
I guess we haven't talked about exactly how we control them.
Yeah.
How we command them.
Right.
Because it could just... The first thing that pops into my head is a sheepdog, which is... They're not sheep.
Uh-huh.
I'm not sure if sheepdogs could herd cats.
Because
I don't think cats would understand the nature of a sheepdog.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
But it'd be kind of funny.
It would be kind of funny.
Because nobody knows how to herd cats is kind of the thing.
Right.
Because they don't listen to you.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Yeah.
So maybe a sheepdog would know.
Maybe. I mean, what would a cat dog look like?
Cat dog, that was a
cartoon. Yeah, no, never mind. We solved that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, if we
that's proprietary.
If we can get the brand deal, then that changes the direction of this game.
Nickelodeon, not sponsoring.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Was that Nickelodeon?
I don't know.
Did y'all watch Cat Dog?
I did not.
Just a little bit of Ren and Stimpy.
Ren and Stimpy, yeah, that was good.
Okay.
Uh-huh. So you would be controlling this thing that is hurting other things, or would it be like you are... like choosing which cat you are like quote unquote possessing at a given time.
I'm willing for it to be that because if you want to just go full hand of God, like you are.
Yeah. Or like briefly... you get to click on a cat and then be like, your next move is going to be a right hand turn.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
They'll keep and doing stuff when you're not there.
And then they'll just do random
They'll have
things
their own habit and random patterns. Yeah.
Yeah.
Which does kind of lean into the real time suggestion that Dale said. So I think real time with that, like selecting a unit, selecting a cat, telling it its next move.
Okay.
Word.
I'm gonna put.
And then there could even be like a radio tower or something that could like mess up your transmission or something. Maybe that's
okay.
Yeah. Maybe that's maybe cramming a lot in.
Yeah. Next move.
Yeah, I think it being real time alone makes it so that you're not gonna have full 100% control over everything. If it's real time and the cats are moving somewhat by their own rules, but you can briefly control them, I don't think having an interruption is necessary.
Word. I'm here for that. I'm envisioning like if this is like a video game, like you've got your board or whatever you've got, and then like at the top or what, like you've got your cats that you've matched or whatever, and then like a little portrait of you like character on
a headset off,
like frantically mashing a switchboard or something.
Yeah you've got the old like 1940s telegraph switchboard.
I'm so excited about this.
You're an old cat lady at the switchboard.
Oh, I'm sold.
Okay.
Oh,
now you've got the gray hair.
Her name's Gladys.
Yep. Okay, so this is what you got. You got your cats over here.
Real-time movement. You can select a cat to tell it its next move.
So you're kind of just like jumping back and forth, and like I'm really on the fence between like if I'm envisioning this more as like a, well, if we're doing real-time, then definitely video game.
I think so. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. This is for video game, I imagine pretty easy controls of like you can just click on a cat to be piloting it, and then just arrow key to set its next movement.
Its next course. Yeah.
And then
I think there's a world where this could be turn-based,
uh-huh.
but we have chosen not to.
Yeah, yeah. It'd be like...
Because you could see, like, people's next movements, at, uh-huh. and they all move at the same time, uh-huh. and then the cats all move one at a time, yeah, maybe, yeah. but that's...
Like, you could do that with a tabletop game, but it would just require, like, half of the materials to just be cards that are, like, flowchart movements.
Yeah. I drew a cable thing, a cable oh. board.
Oh, nice.
So then you connect Ooh. Your little cable oh, for your cat.
Oh, I like
and
that.
And then you're like, you're going to turn right next.
Uh-huh.
And then
uh-huh.
maybe if you leave it there, then it keeps turning right. Or okay, it yeah. does like the thing that it's programmed to do by it, the color of its
Honestly, arc. The drawing here kind of reminds me of an arcade cabinet control.
Yeah.
A little bit.
Uh-huh.
Like if you have uh-huh. three cat buttons and then you've got a joystick to tell it the next move.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Because those could just be buttons. And then you could be like, and then... The question is, if you have the direction buttons, is it based on the direction the cat's already going or the direction of your screen?
Mm.
Oh.
And I kind of want to say cat's going, but I also think that could be easily become really not fun.
Yeah.
Probably yeah.
direction of your screen.
Probably orient it with the screen.
Yeah.
I would like to play your version of that. Because uh-huh. it would be funny to find that out and get frustrated, because I like a frustrating game.
Yeah.
I don't mm-hmm. think it's a good plan for the yeah. average player.
Now, I'm riffing off of your thing, Dale, and I'm doodling like a very like diegetic like UI screen of like, this is a physical, like the switchboard with the mm-hmm. cats on each one or whatever. And then mm-hmm. like, you've got the controller laid out like on like a little
You've got
coffee
it.
Table. You've got your
cup of tea.
Cup of tea with a little doily. Probably like a picture frame on the wall over here of like your grandkids
and a cat and yes, underneath yes. that your picture of your cat.
Uh-huh.
I like implying that she has the switchboard in her home.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh
yes.
yeah. She does this while she knits.
Yeah.
And that's what's going to be.
This
right
is her
over here.
Retirement gig.
Yeah.
Is playing cat god.
Yeah. We're building out the main character.
Uh-huh. Yeah. This is awesome. I love this game.
Okay. Perfect.
I see in your notes, Sam, that you just have. Torty says have to meet a person twice. Mm. I thought we wanted all cats to have to meet a person twice.
Oh. I was picturing that as a way to convey like a Torty being kind of sassy without it feeling like the mechanics would be inherently counterintuitive to the goal of matching cat with person.
That
cuz I was like
tracks.
Cat if cat sassy then how convey sassy like
yeah.
got it.
Whether that's like they will attack people, but then that opens up a can of worms of like, how do we convey that? And then how does that
combat system?
Right, exactly.
Fight yeah, your yeah. cat before they love you.
Uh-huh.
Okay, I do like that then.
Yeah.
I just wanted to clarify because in my head it was they oh, all Lord. Had to meet him twice.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
But that makes more sense for, you know, having a shy archetype.
Right. A shy that is in a hostile way.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Shy but hostile.
Yeah, because then we have
sassy.
The Tux being just very avoidant. Like, anytime it could make a choice that would put it closer to a person, it will avoid that
uh-huh.
like and crazy yeah. unless you are controlling it.
Yeah,
that's why you got to park that fire truck in front of it.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
The Torty seems destined in. For the fire truck.
Yes, they yearn for the truck.
They yearn for the fires.
I mean, that was my other thing, is that you draw out the fire truck by actually starting a fire. And then they come across a cat on the way home.
You have a cat do that. That would be, yeah, like things that a cat could mess with, because then that brings in like the mischief of it. And maybe sometimes the cats will do those things and throw you off. Like maybe a cat will, without you controlling it, just like run up a tree. Maybe
sure.
maybe it, yeah. it's maybe as cats like linger on the board without being matched up for too long,
they'll get stir crazy.
More erratic, more likely to mess with
to
interactable
mess with
things on the map. Yeah,
yeah.
And
that's
that,
fun.
Because of this, I'm now yeah. You had said before like probably more cats than people. I am definitely like on board with like there should be a ton of cats that you are desperately trying to wrangle. Because otherwise, if you've got like four cats on the board, it will, I imagine, be pretty manageable to be like, it'll be like a little difficult, but like you can, once you get the loop down, you can be like, okay, you go left, then you go right, then okay, wait, no, I go back, now you go right. Mm-hmm. Okay, cool. That one's just walking over. Awesome. Bing, bang, bang, boom. Cats matched. But like if you have a bajillion cats and it's like a slightly larger map in scale to the cats, then it would be a lot more of a challenge to manage all those cats at once. And then it would be kind of like you can get your wins every now and then. of like, oh, well, there's...
Yeah, you could still get points, yeah. I think, in this situation.
Yeah, little bits of like serendipity of like, oh, well, cool. I'm going to like...
Yeah.
You're going to find out.
It still leans towards... You know, letting the player win for sure, but like uh-huh. having 20 cats to 8 people or something invites a lot more chaos.
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah,
which could be fun at like if the chaos gets more and more chaotic uh-huh. as the level goes on.
Yeah. yeah,
I also put a doctor's office on the map now.
Oh, perfect.
So that if you get burned by the fire, then you have to go to the doctor's office and might encounter a cat next to, you know,
oh,
the burger joint.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. And that maybe takes a person off the map for a little while where they'll come back eventually. Maybe you see like a little timer ticking down or something and it'll be like,
oh, I'm in the library for 5 units of time.
Yeah.
I come out of the library. I walk to my house.
Cat.
I go. Oh, I also drew a grocery store.
Another source of food.
Yeah. Because so, then okay, I yeah. was like, canned sardines can come from there.
Yep. So uh-huh. we have burgers and canned sardines.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. And you could do like so many different levels with things like this and just have different
foods.
Yeah. Different yeah. foods, different limitations,
cats,
like different layouts.
The strangest things. I've had one who loved Cheez-Its. They would just like lick a hole through the Cheez-It, though, wouldn't yeah. actually crunch down on it.
I have a friend whose cat loves to just eat plastic. Like,
oh, that's a bad one.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, just one. Craves plastic, specifically like grocery bag plastic, too.
We had a cat when I was very young. I was like 8 years old when this cat passed away. But my mom tells me that they found out one day that cat liked Kahlua, which is an alcohol.
Oh,
it's coffee liqueur.
Party cat. Yeah, coffee liqueur too is crazy.
Yeah, I'm not sure why they let him have it in the first place.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had a cat who liked it.
But he was like 19, so maybe he earned it.
Yeah, you know, yeah, yeah. There's like a thing with animals at that point. It's like, yeah, okay, you've earned your keep.
Yeah.
And so like you'd probably start with the first level with like a small town and like one motivator and like one or two types of cats and then add one each round.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like that.
So then you learn, oh, this is what this kind of cat is like, even though that's clearly like...
Yeah,
it's
you start with just the one type.
Yeah, it's a stereotype.
Mm-hmm.
But like, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
It's okay.
Yeah, and then, you know, we're only talking about 3 types of cats here, but it could...
Yeah, then you could add more. Yeah,
scalable.
You could put like your ragdoll cats in, they love anybody.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Maybe they don't move around as much.
Uh-huh.
But if a person comes to them.
Right. They'll kind of just hang out in an area. Uh-huh. Like maybe there's a park on the map and they'll just wander around the park but never leave that.
Yeah.
And so you need to like lure a person to a park somehow.
I like that. Yeah.
I could very easily picture this going into the realm of like one of those mobile games that's like ridden with ads with how like scalable it is with different like types of cats and hazards you could add.
5,000 levels.
Uh-huh. But in like a kind of cute and charming way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This one's different.
Uh-huh. She's not like the other games.
Not like the other girls.
Yeah.
Like the other cats.
The other cats.
I'm also now in my own little world really beholden to this doodled like diegetic UI that I've been doing. That is
that's good.
Only portrait mode, but like
that's the main menu.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
That's
yeah.
the main menu screen.
Oh, perfect. Yes. You've got like your switchboard. You got your screen or whatever.
A building is on fire.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I
love this. I'm picturing almost like stylistically we could lean into this and go like kind of like early computer age of like green slits.
Oh, yeah.
I'm so sorry to everybody. Goo goo gaga. I don't know the specific terminology for those types of computers.
I don't have those words either.
The two color. I know what you're talking
about.
Yeah,
they're like black and green.
I don't know.
CRT TVs.
Yeah. I don't have that word either. Uh-huh. And I grew up with one.
I refer to that as Game Boy colors.
Okay.
But not Game Boy Color, which had color. The green and black specifically.
Big difference.
Game Boy colors.
Yeah. You're like a hacker grandma.
Yeah.
With a switchboard.
With a switchboard.
Which is way older than a Game Boy.
Yeah.
You know what? That's what you did when you were 20 years old.
Yeah,
you,
that's what
you
did when she was 20 years
yeah,
old.
So yeah, so now this seems natural.
Uh-huh.
Now she's older. Yeah. she's She's got her cat. She's got her tea.
She's like, yeah, you get like a, if you get to like the end of the game or whatever, or like a windscreen or whatever, it's just like you're a shot of the grandma in her, like her massive cushiony sofa that's like,
she's got a mug
encompassing her. And there's like, the room is like filled with cats. Like you can see
a
glimpse of like just the ceiling. Or maybe it fills as you get more cats.
Well, that implies that she gets every cat.
Well, maybe in the end.
Maybe she's the cat. Well, no, she's the cat distributor.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. She has an endless supply of cats. She's sending them out. Uh-huh. You think they're strays, but they're actually all just coming from this lady's house.
Her cat.
And then you like put them out on the map.
Now we're world building.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
This is my wheelhouse.
I'm loving this.
Okay.
Yeah. So she's the cat distributor.
And then if you don't get enough cats to people, then they come back to her and then, you know.
Yeah.
And you have to replay that round.
Okay, I like this. Dang, what do we do now?
Okay. Then we give it a name.
I don't think we're calling it Dumpster Cat.
No.
I don't think so. I kinda wanna say the cat distributor.
The cat distributor, cat commander, cat switchboard,
cat commander.
That sounds too warlike.
Cat caller? Maybe not cat caller. sorry.
Cat traffic, like air traffic controller. Cat traffic controller. But there's no traffic. Cat traffic controller.
Traffic.
CTA. No.
Cat. I don't want to be like cat herder because you're like a cat guider.
Mm-hmm. Cat communications.
Cat comms.
Cat comms.
Cat comms.
I like this.
Okay.
I kind of like cat comms.
Yeah. Okay. I'm on board with cat comms.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Working title, oh cat comms.
Let's go cat comms.
Okay.
Yeah.
So,
can we name our lady something with a C then?
Yeah, Catherine.
Or Camilla.
Mm.
I like
Catherine.
Camilla?
Because it's got cat.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, Catherine has cat in it.
That's why I was.
Yeah. 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 That's smart, actually. Yeah.
A little bit of humor in there.
Please laugh.
I don't know if the microphone picked up your table bump bump.
Well, hey, you know.
We'll do it in post.
Edit it.
Okay. Do we want to do a rundown of what I have so far and then do the call to action?
Yes.
And then come back?
Sure.
Okay.
Hell yeah.
So, working title, cat comms. Different cats have different movement behaviors. Torties cause mischief in the environment. Orange cats are harder to move around, but they follow food. Uh-huh. And tuxedo cats are shy. And because of this, they need to be met twice. Did I mix tortie and tuxedo?
I think yes. Yeah. Okay. Tortie, I had written down as like, has to meet a person twice in order for it to stick.
Got it.
Black cats shy, as in they will avoid people.
Mm-hmm.
Got it.
But otherwise, and then I envision like all cats as being like
all of them cause mischief. We don't have a specific mischief class.
If they are on the board for too long, they will start to become erratic
and climb trees.
Yeah,
and start
climb
fires.
Trees, start fires. Yeah, shred up library books, attack grocery bags.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you for catching me on that.
Go team.
It's a single player game. It's one person. Catherine.
Yeah.
Catherine is herding mm-hmm. multiple cats through a small, like, urban environment.
Mm-hmm.
To match, the cat has to meet the right person. There are different types of NPCs that have different routes and behaviors.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe a jogger that moves fast, a grandma that moves slow. There are people going to and from work or the library or the grocery store
mm-hmm.
that may and have school. Different items with and school.
Yeah.
Who may have different items with them. We have one-time use items that we can use for bait and for making barriers in the streets. Bait could be food, burgers, canned sardines. Barriers mm-hmm. could be a fire truck. Mm-hmm. Maybe come up with some other barriers for that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
More cats.
Loud dog.
Gotta have dogs in it. I think. Gotta
just like one
dogs
of those
that like will always scare cats away.
Yeah, I like that.
Mm-hmm.
Slightly more cats than people. Maybe many more cats than people.
Yeah.
So. Definitely just more cats.
Uh-huh.
Some people may want more than one cat. You can guide multiple cats to the same person.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
End of level, time could run out or the cats just kind of leave. The cats do get more chaotic and mischief as they go along, causing mm-hmm. more problems in mm-hmm. the city.
Yep.
And herding itself is real-time movement, but you can select a cat to tell it its next move, but it'll keep moving after that.
Yeah.
That's what we got so far.
Yeah,
love
that
it.
Sounds about right to me.
Yep.
Yeah. And then I think we can just iterate on that from there, you know?
Yeah. So, yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to go ahead and call us done, and we did a better job than Nice Games Club.
Nice. Well, or are we done done?
I don't think that's done done. I think we can iterate on that still, and we have 20 minutes left.
You want to iterate?
I'd be down. I got some thoughts. You know, okay. We could have a shy person who you can't see the route of.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't want people knowing my business.
Okay.
We love to overthink things here.
Okay. Yeah. Should we do a call to action then?
We'll do that.
Okay. Ian.
Dale.
How much do you love your wife?
Oh, a lot. She's great.
Yeah?
Yeah?
Do you love her enough that you have a Nice Games Club t-shirt?
I don't have a t-shirt.
Okay.
Fake.
Fake fan.
Fake fan.
Fake fan.
I'm not even sure she has a t-shirt, actually.
What?
Oh, my God.
She probably needs to get one for GDC.
She probably should get one for GDC.
And where can she get one?
Online at nicegames.club/shirt.
Is it /shirt or /merch?
I like it to be shirt because then it sounds more like a swear word. And I am evil.
It's not nicegames.club/shirt.
Nicegames.club/shirt.
Nicegames.club.
It's merch.
/merch.
Yeah, /merch.
Anyway, you, the listener, could love Ian's wife more than he does by buying a shirt.
I have a document that says otherwise. I signed it a couple years ago.
That just means...
Yeah, was that document a receipt for a Nice Games Club shirt?
It wasn't. But
then I don't believe it.
Uh-huh. That just means she loves you more than other people.
So buy the shirt that makes you love people.
Yes, correct.
So you're not supporting your partner's work?
I didn't say that.
This is the energy. I'm loving this energy here.
It's been great.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
No evil games.
See, this is the thing I didn't tell you about before because I was like...
That was good. You shouldn't have. You shouldn't have. That was good.
More iteration.
Okay. Yahoo.
Resuming the timer.
All right.
Amazing.
Okay, so what more things do we want in our game?
Well, we talked about ragdoll cats and like people who you don't see the route of.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that's like a thing on the Switch. Maybe people is a thing on the switchboard where like in order to see a person's route, you have to actively not be controlling a cat. Like the switchboard has cats and people and you can't control the people, but you can see their route. And that's where you'll see.
Here's the deal now. And some you can't see ever because the person who wears in the, well, I was going to say.
Tinfoil hat lives... is funny, actually.
Okay. I was going to say the person who lives in the black house and is represented by the black meeple is a ninja.
Actively stealthy.
Actively stealthy.
Yeah.
But also meet some actively stealthy cats.
Oh.
Cat burglars.
Cat burglars.
Sorry.
And maybe you get like, if you get like perfect pairings, like each person has a like perfect match for like the type of cat that would go great with them. Mm-hmm. But like any cat, as long as it meets the requirements of circumstances, will work. But if you get like the perfect match, like you get your tuxedo cat with this super stealthy individual, then they become best buddies for life.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
good.
Assuming all of these cats and cat owners will be, but you get like bonus points.
Yeah. Bonus points if the ninja gets a black cat, because then they're both very stealthy at night.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So the
sorry
the burger joint worker needs to get the orange cat.
Yes.
Yeah.
They love burgers.
Yeah, because then they never have to bring home never have to go food shopping.
Right. PSA: don't just feed your cats burgers. There is cat food for that.
Feed them burgers and fries.
Yeah, please. Give them a side. Give them a nice milkshake to go with it.
Yeah, yeah. Nice.
Be nice. They need a little wet food sometimes.
I mean, you are essentially making a very stinky litter box with this advice.
Yeah. Oh, no.
I mean, it's evil. It tracks.
Yeah, yeah.
Is there a world where we introduce like upgrades to mechanics, or do we give them everything at the start and we only introduce new like challenges?
I like the idea of just introducing new challenges.
It's kind of how I'm leaning to.
Yeah.
Then you said one of you said something about like cats or people who you can't track, but you could find a way to track them.
I was just picturing that as like an extra challenge of like you have to just kind of watch that person's behavior after a while.
I kind of like that better.
If we're on board with like people on the switchboard as well for how you see them, like you switch in to check their routine and they like look at the screen or something. They like look up at you, the player, and are like, huh.
They become aware.
And then and they then put like, on their tinfoil hat.
Yeah, yeah.
That's funny, actually.
Uh-huh.
Oh, you can really lean into the whole birds aren't real conspiracy.
Oh.
If like the birds are the woman's eyes on the lampposts and things. They're the ones actually watching the cat.
Oh, I like that. Yeah, like you get a little intro cutscene or whatever. There's Yeah. I'm here for this.
Okay.
We've got a good body of work here to play with.
What could other cat types be?
Let's start brainstorming like cat types, people types, and like interactive like things like barriers or baits or things like that.
I mean, I think the most straightforward one would just be a cat is two types.
Oh, yeah. Like, yeah.
That could be the first iteration. It's like, it's a shy cat who does not follow your directions.
Yeah, yeah.
But does go to food. But otherwise, we'll like slip back to the shadows.
Yeah, you can have like a calico cat is like, will have two random types. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if we just leave it as calico and it's two random. I like that, actually. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Maybe they're random and you need to figure out what their types are.
Based on
their... Is that too much?
I'm not opposed to it. I feel like I would need to like play it to mm-hmm. have
this
a strong
This is where we need so much playtesting.
Yeah, yeah.
Play
now
test
we just
your
need
games.
To make these games.
Yeah.
Now we just need to make the game.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Or get somebody else to make it for us.
Okay, so I'm writing down ragdoll as like... what's the word? Like, not stable, but like, won't go around.
Stationary?
Stationary, thank you.
And very friendly. So we'll like walk up to you. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, a cat that will just walk up to every person, regardless of if it's a good match.
That could you have good. To get the cats avoid certain people. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
To make
a cat
perfect...
that's like, has like a perfect match, and maybe when you see that cat, it mm-hmm. you it will like show like a little blinking of like the person portrait that matches like on your switchboard lights up.
Yeah.
And so it's like, oh, okay, I will get a ton of points if I match this cat with this person. Mm-hmm. But like, this cat wants to match with the first person it sees.
Everybody, yeah.
Yep. Like the ragdoll would be great for the child.
Yeah.
Because, can just, like, touch that cat all over, does not mind.
Uh-huh.
Happy to be by you.
Yeah.
So when you play the drums on the cat?
Uh-huh.
A lot of cats.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe there's, like, because we've talked with, like, the challenge of, like, trying to make matchmaking not, like, the explicit goal. And I think where it's the gameplay interactions that you are doing is, like, moving thing to like, objective.
Right.
Which is... It is still matchmaking, but I'm wondering if then we could introduce like other, not win conditions, but methods of gaining points.
Well, because I think the matchmaking part is the bonus points that you've mentioned.
Okay.
Whereas.
Oh, where it's like good matches.
Right. Whereas the goal of just getting this cat to an owner, I think the owner would have a very small radius of where the cat has to enter to actually match with that person.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
You know, it's maybe if it's a grid, it's only just like, one square, like cardinal directions or whatever. Like it has to be in your line of sight. Mm-hmm. So it's not hard to pass the level necessarily, but it's hard to get the matchmaking bonus.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Okay. I like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
And
then the friendly cat could just be free points.
Uh-huh.
But
Yeah. But it could be a ton of free points if you get the perfect match.
Right.
Okay. I like this. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we got ragdoll, stationary but very friendly, calico, two random cat traits.
How do we want to introduce dogs into this, Dale?
Oh,
that's a really good question.
Maybe are dogs an item that we use?
I think yeah, dogs probably. Are probably like a map hat obstacle or something, but maybe yeah. I could be persuaded otherwise. Like you say, have this house here that has dog.
And the dog, like, dog keeps a radius around it where a cat can't go.
Yeah, yeah. Like this corner.
Is a no cat zone.
Is no cats.
Because that dog will bark and chase.
Uh-huh, uh-huh. But if you, like, maybe once this person comes home, then dog go inside or something.
Yeah, like they bring the dog in.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know how that looks or in terms of dog care, like if that's kind to the dog.
Some dogs just stay outside all day.
Yeah, yeah.
They're built for the winter.
Uh-huh. Yep. Yep, or and then they come home and then you take your husky on like the biggest long walk ever.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then suddenly they're not in that area, but they are chasing everybody else uh-huh. away.
See, this is fun too, because then I also imagine that a tortie would maybe not be as...
Wouldn't care.
Wouldn't no. care. Yeah.
Could go into the no cat zone.
Yeah, could go into the no cat zone. And maybe even if you control tortie and you're like, okay, go that way, maybe it scares the tortie like off the map, but... They like get into a little spat with the dog and the dog yeah. like goes to the backyard or whatever and is like off the map.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
you lose one cat.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
you get rid of an obstacle.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
That's cool. I like that.
Where like you have a certain threshold of like points to get, and you can do that either by matching through like sheer volume of cats matched or by strategic usage of your cats for different like obstacle challenges or whatever.
I like that. I also think, sorry, I dissociated for 10 seconds because I focused on something too hard. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. I think the grocery store should be able to match with a cat as a bodega cat.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
I think just the grocery store as an entity can match with a cat.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Or perhaps multiple.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And maybe like...
I've never been to New York City, and I desperately want to meet a bodega cat whenever I do go to New York City.
It's the dream. I think there are a couple places here in Minneapolis in St. Paul.
There is a reporter who I think was going around like making TikToks of all the store cats in yeah. the area.
Yes. Yeah. Yes, I have seen those videos. Okay. I'm a big fan.
Yeah.
Yeah, and yeah. I have seen Mark send me a picture from a convenience store near GDC that had a cat. Whoa. And then I kept going back to that store and it never had a cat when I was there.
No.
Couldn't
deceptive marketing. It's crazy. But I like this. Yeah, grocery store definitely should have a cat that can match with it.
Maybe, and maybe not on like the first level.
Uh-huh.
But you
uh-huh.
know.
Yeah.
They need to have, I don't know how one would match with a grocery store necessarily. Maybe you need to put food out right in front of the store to bring a cat there.
Yeah.
Because otherwise it wouldn't go in normally.
Uh-huh.
But I think that's something.
Yeah.
That's an iteration.
Yeah.
Love it.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of like how you would do like a perfect match for the grocery store.
It's a mouser.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it needs to be a hunter. Uh-huh. That's the whole uh-huh. point is they hunt
yeah.
mice in the store.
Yeah. Real.
So
yeah.
probably not the rag doll. Maybe you can only match the grocery store when the cats are, it's later in the level and they get really mischievous.
Oh.
They start. Uh-huh.
I don't know. That gets back into like, what if they attacked things though? And that's yeah. not where we want to go with it.
It's challenging to do yeah. like, yeah.
What makes a good bodega cat? That's like a different philosophical right. thing
yeah.
entirely.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I feel like aloof kind of in a way,
and they also have to look really cute sitting on groceries.
Yes, they uh-huh. they nestle into the 12 packs of Coca-Cola.
Fellow cat scholars, is there a type of cat that you would consider as being like predisposed to being aloof or like stereotyped in that way, like how an orange cat?
I mean, I kind of also think orange cats,
okay,
because they don't have a whole lot going on behind the eyes.
Mm.
Like,
yeah, sure. Yeah. Like a bodega could also be kind of like a, like Three Points or whatever, but most cats, it's like 1 point. You get orange cat in the bodega, it's 2 points or something.
Maybe.
You get an orange cat, or you get any cat bringing a burger into the bodega, and it's like 10 points.
Yeah, it brings the food all the way from the burger shop to the grocery store.
Yeah. I love that.
Oh my gosh.
And then the cat becomes the supplier for the bodega.
Oh my gosh. It's perfect. Now your cat has a job.
Gainfully employed cats is the goal here.
Uh-huh. You know, guys, this would be a really good framework for also having like your bonus points. Then you can get cosmetics.
Cosmetics.
Special collars for the cat.
Hats.
Little cat bow beds. Ties.
Booties. You decorate Graham Graham's house as you, or what's her name? Catherine.
Catherine.
As you start to clear out her home. And you can finally put furniture in there.
Yeah, she's not a hoarder. She's a cat hoarder.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
And did not have furniture otherwise.
Yeah, yeah. She's got her cushy couch that she spends her entire day on. She's got her coffee table with her tea and her switchboard. And then cats.
Goodness.
And everything else is a mystery.
Buy cosmetics for her home.
Yeah.
Cosmetics, yeah. Like necessary furniture.
Uh-huh. Necessary furniture. Like very redundant furniture. Mm-hmm. So many picture frames.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
And then cosmetics for the cats.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Cosmetics for the cats.
Would cosmetics, I know the whole point of cosmetics is not to serve a purpose, but if a cat gets sufficiently cute, but they have a higher chance of people noticing them.
Oh, yeah, maybe that's where you could do like, well.
And that's hard because if I saw a cat walking down the street with a bow tie, I'd be like, that's somebody's cat, not my cat.
Oh, that cat is spoken for.
Yeah.
Maybe it's like a post-level thing of like, if you got any like perfect matches, like you match your orange cat with your burger worker, you unlock that cat as like a one that you can like decorate or whatever.
Yeah, you get hats for that.
Yeah, yeah. Collars. Hats for your cats.
Perfect.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love this because then that gives more incentive for getting the like more points.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Love it.
Yes.
Okay.
That's good.
This is good.
There's.
Guys, I want to play this game.
There's 4 minutes left on the timer. I feel good about that.
I feel good.
We want to add kittens and big cats, kittens and fat cats, kittens and tomcats. DLC, maybe?
That's DLC, yeah.
Yeah.
I do think kittens could definitely work in somehow. Uh-huh. But I don't know how.
That's maybe cramming too much into this horse.
I think so.
Yeah.
Sorry, is that a phrase that people say?
That's a new one.
Cramming.
That's a Sam Basement classic.
Too much into the horse?
Spiritually inspired by beating a dead horse, I guess.
Okay, got it.
Is where...
the horse is alive and it's too many cats in it right now.
Yeah, yeah. Your grandma's house is in the horse.
Oh, we've got the old lady who swallowed a fly situation here.
Maybe so. I think we'll leave that for a later decision.
Okay.
I don't like horse grandma.
I just imagine she lived inside a Trojan horse and was like, this is my house.
Okay, this is a much better world you live in, Dale.
Imagine the Trojan horse just had cats in it.
Yeah.
And then she
goes and travels to different towns in her roller horse.
Uh-huh. Okay. Okay.
I think, again, that's DLC.
That's okay. DLC. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
But for now. That's our show. This is normally the part where your nice hosts tell you to subscribe to Nice Games Club, so go ahead and do that, but only so you can catch the next time we take over the show. Nice Games Club is always looking for feedback, so tell them that Evil Games Club is the best. You can do that on Discord, nicegames.club/discord. But whatever you do, don't fill out their feedback form, nicegames.club/feedback. Don't do it. Not ever. Episode notes are at nicegames.club, including some pictures of probably some cats and probably some Catherine's Cable Command Center. Yes.
Catherine's Cable Command Center.
That's perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Quadruple C.
So until next time we take over the clubhouse, remember to
be mean
and make trouble. And then it is that, and that kind of makes then the matchmaking a secondary mechanic, I guess. Mm-hmm. Maybe more primary mechanic.
That's my alarm. It says it's time to think about cats.
Oh my gosh. Well, what are your cat's name?
My cat is named Rain.
Rain. Okay, lovely. Rain, no relation to Raindrop?
No.
No.
Awesome.
And what are your cats?
If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.